Jewish residents from across the Milwaukee area gathered outside the local Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office Thursday to protest conditions at detention centers along the southern border of the U.S. Across the country, similar protests have been taking place. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, some in the Jewish community here say now is not the time to look away.
The mood was sometimes somber as dozens upon dozens of protesters gathered outside the Department of Homeland Security building in downtown Milwaukee, chanting and singing. Michael Rosen was dressed in a purple yarmulke, sunglasses, jeans, and gray shirt. That shirt, which he had made, bears the names of his three aunts who survived the Holocaust and the ID card of one who was forced into labor. Rosen is with Milwaukee's Never Again Is Now movement. It was organized within the past month or so.
We know what happens when governments start separating families and start interning people in camps. It's a slippery slope. The United States is going down right now. We were raised with the understanding that what happened in Germany should never happen again. And when we see it happening on the southern border, we are obligated as Americans, as Jews, as citizens, to say never again, this should not take place.
For some, it's inflammatory to compare what's happening at the southern border to concentration camps, but others see it differently and say it's time to wake up. Rachel Buff is one of the protesters blocking the doors that ICE agents enter and exit from daily.
With all the seriousness of that term and the somber and terribleness of that term, we have to start talking about it.
Buff says that the wait for people seeking to become refugees or documented immigrants in the U.S. is simply too long. And when it comes to people applying for asylum in neighboring countries, she says that won't work either.
As you walk from Guatemala across Mexico, and there's many, many people leaving Mexico because of dangers from narco-terrorism, where exactly are you going to get that safe to apply for asylum?
President Trump has defended the detention centers, saying that people cannot continue to be allowed in without the correct documentation. And he has said that Democrats need to fix the loopholes. ICE did not respond to our request for an interview. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.